Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming program author Amanda Innes, and she is the author of The Switchgrass Crown. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder, the selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. Amanda, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I am the mother of three teenagers, and I spend what little extra time I have writing books, usually for young adults.
So tell us about your book.
The Switchgrass Crown is a contemporary young adult novel. It takes place over the course of a summer holiday that is pivotal for the main character. 17-year-old Lucas is dealing with a bratty little sister and parents who are demanding, and he's dealing with attraction and entering this whole new world of rich people and trying to navigate that and figure out where he fits in or if he fits in. And it's bittersweet, but it is, I think, a fun ride.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
Well, I wrote it specifically for my own kids who were 12, 13, and 16 when I started writing the book. But honestly, it's for all teenagers, about 15 and up, and any adults who are interested in more or less what the current teen mindset is. My kids have informed me that, yes, this book captures that very well.
So could you say that there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
I would say the theme is belonging. It's about finding a place where you fit in and are comfortable in your own self. Lucas spends time like isolating himself, and his little sister is very social and keeps trying to draw him out, and he's reluctant. He has reasons for thinking he's only going to disappoint the world. And that's the central theme. I didn't really put in a message per se, because I feel like when writers try to push a message, they end up using the story as a blunt instrument, and then the actual story sort of suffers for that. But I do try to put some themes in that everyone can kind of identify with.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Well, the main character is asexual, and I feel like that's a really underrepresented group in society right now. There's kind of been a huge blow up of LGBT media, but asexuality is still kind of flying under the radar. Now, one of my kids identifies as asexual, and a lot of their friends do. And I feel like it's a growing group that is identifying this way. And I just really felt like for people who wanted that representation, they needed to have a book that has it. And for people who are curious about what that actually looks like, feels like, there's a, you know, a good story here, but also a little bit of understanding for readers to get a sense of what it means to be asexual.
So if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Honestly, I think it's kind of similar to The Great Gatsby, which seems strange, but Lucas is kind of like Nick. He has gone to this summer resort where everybody around him is very rich, and he is navigating this new social scene and figuring out, like, what's going on, and all these people are kind of quirky, and there's a mystery and a romance and all kinds of fun additional things going on there. But overall, I would say contemporary Gatsby is more or less the tone of the book.
Tell us about some of the characters in the book.
Well, Lucas is 17 years old. He is going to be a senior in high school. He is the main character, and the story's told from his point of view. He has a 15-year-old sister, Faye, who drives him crazy. He has, you know, both his parents are present, which, again, you don't see as much in young adult books these days, but I wanted him to have a family unit that felt relatable for a lot of kids. He meets a guy named Emery, who is a little bit evasive. He's a little aloof and intriguing. There's another guy named Landis, who is a male model and very, like, showy. And it's a fun group of characters, honestly.
So what inspired or influenced you in writing this book?
So during the pandemic, my kids and I sat down and watched BBC's Merlin, which is an older show from the earlier 2000s. But, you know, everybody's stuck at home. So we were sitting around watching this show, and it kind of inspired something in me. So there is actually some Arthurian legend underlying in this story, but I don't want to say too much because it'll give away some of the plot twists. But yeah, that was the big influence between wanting to write something for my kids and other kids like them and having a little bit of Merlin involved.
How did you come up with the title?
So I wanted originally to use Avalon in some way in the title, but there are so many books out there with Avalon in the title or in the series title. I was just like, this is going to get lost in the shuffle if I use Avalon in any kind of way. So I needed something unique. And the Switchgrass Crown, which unfortunately is also very hard to say, but it's unique. And it is something that is given to Lucas in the first few pages of the book. Someone gives him a braided grass crown, which is symbolic in the story.
Now, the book has won a couple of awards. Tell us about that.
So it won 2 BookFest awards this past spring. It got a second place award for young adult LGBTQ+, and a third place award for young adult legends, myths, and fables. And it was also just recently made the semifinals in the Book Bloggers Novel of the Year Award. So we'll see if it moves on to finals or not, but it's still really a great honor to be included in that list.
So are these characters going to continue in future books?
I am currently playing with a potential sequel. The book was written as a standalone. You could absolutely read it and be done, and you would not have to commit to a series. But I decided I wanted to explore Landis a little more. He's kind of a fun character. So I am playing with a potential sequel that has him more central to the story.
Are you working on any other projects?
I have a popular series of novellas called Drew and Rays. There are currently 4 in that series, and I am working on another one of those. And I have just started working on a new stage play. So I'm staying busy.
So did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
It probably has. For this book, I don't see it as much aside from my family really inspiring a lot of the characters and character interactions. But I think, you know, overall, my environment has definitely played a role in my writing in the past, especially when I conceive of houses. It seems like every time I put characters in a house somewhere, it's some version of a house I've lived in or visited a lot. So that's definitely something that comes back again and again.
So what can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
I have 3 teenagers, and they are just such a great source of inspiration. So I write young adult mostly because of them and for them. I kind of worry that once they're older, I won't have that little well of inspiration anymore. So I'm making the most of it now. I enjoy writing for young adults, and they're just a fun group to write for. And it's a good, well, it's not really a genre, it's an age category, but because adults do also read it often. Genre-wise, I write mystery, and I usually have a little bit of magic in my stories, and I just grew up reading mysteries. I love mysteries. I think that that's something that keeps a reader reading, but I also love a little bit of magic, a little bit of a, like, taking the everyday and putting a little magic in it. I love the thought of that.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
For this book, aside from winning the awards, what was interesting was I have an author friend who had quit writing. And then she read this and she said, this made me want to start writing again. And I don't normally, you know, obviously go into writing a book thinking I'm going to make other people want to write. But hearing that was incredibly, incredibly, it's probably the best compliment I've ever gotten on my writing, honestly.
So how would you describe your writing style?
My writing style is a little bit upmarket, is what we would say in the industry. I used to work in publishing. So it means that it's a little bit literary, but not high-blown literary. I do tend to take a little bit of a higher writing style than your typical genre fiction. And I don't know where I got that, actually, where I picked that up, but I do find it to just be my natural place when I'm writing.
So are your characters pure fiction, or do you draw from people you know in real life?
Well, definitely for this book, most of the characters are based on people I know or have met. You can usually tell because they'll be the ones that are central and more well-developed. There are some side characters that are pure fiction, and you can probably tell that because they're not on the page as much, they're not as drawn from people I know. I usually have either a little bit of myself or a little bit of people I know in most of my characters when I'm writing.
So would you say you're more of a character artist or more a plot-driven writer?
Oh, I'm a character person. As a reader, I prefer a good character with only a so-so story rather than just an ongoing plot. I want characters to be what people remember it from my work. Because, you know, if you read a book that's plot driven, you'll never remember the characters' names. And you'll put that book down and you'll kind of remember the plot someday, a year later or something, but you won't remember any character. And I would rather have characters that live in people's memories, that kind of haunt them a little bit, that they think about. That's definitely my preference when I'm reading and when I'm writing.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Well, I think teenagers especially will see themselves in this book, so I would love for them to pick it up. But also, I think any adults who are kind of going, I don't get what is going on with teenagers these days. Where are they? Like, what's going on with them? What's going on in their brains? Like I said, my kids and some of their friends have said, yeah, you've captured it perfectly in this book. And that's been a great compliment. And I just think, you know, anybody who's curious about that mindset, even though it's fiction, I think can take away some understanding of what teens these days, kids these days, are into and how they're feeling.
Do you have a website?
I do. It's mpepperlonglinet.com. I can spell that for you. mpepperlonglinet.com. That is my other author name. That is the name I started out when I was writing books for adult readers. And then for my young adult fiction, I write under Amanda Innes.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Amanda Innes, and she is the author of The Switchgrass Crown. Amanda, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com, and whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.